You're listening to Radiotopia Presents from PRX's Radiotopia.
I'm Roman Mars. I'm in the radio shed behind my house, but I am talking to Julie Shapiro in the PRX podcast garage.
Yes, I'm Julie Shapiro. I'm executive producer of Radiotopia, and we're going to talk about Showcase.
And this is very much, you know, your project that you're spearheading. So can you tell us a little bit about Showcase and how it serves the mission of Radiotopia?
Sure. Well, Showcase directly came out of our experience with PodQuest, which we ran about a year ago, where we invited anyone and everyone to submit podcast ideas about whatever they were interested in or wanted to make a podcast about. And we got over 1,500 entries, and we chose one. It was called Ear Hustle. It's now a show in Radiotopia. But it's the thing that
incredibly popular show in Radiotopia.
Yeah, it's a show we're very, very proud of and amazed at the response it's been getting, etc. But the point was, we had so many great ideas, but they weren't all necessarily sustainable long-term show ideas. And thought, well, what if Radiotopia could get behind a podcast that featured all of these different ideas one after another, without them being separate podcasts that had to go out and gain their own audience and live on their own? How could we use the Radiotopia name and reputation to help support even more producers with different kinds of ideas that wouldn't be ongoing shows? And so what Showcase is one podcast that has limited run series one after another with, you know, short breaks in between. And these will be shows of all stripes. We're really going to play with form, play with topics, you know, push boundaries, give new producers a chance, and really see how we can provide like really high quality listening for our audiences.
How do you conceive of something that sort of sticks together, holds together enough to be a Radiotopia show or kind of represent our values in a certain way, but also be disparate enough to, you know, make this an experiment worth having?
I'm just looking for ideas that I know, like, I'm interested in automatically. I haven't heard anything like that before, but the producers kind of fit the Radiotopia profile. They're independent. They're highly ambitious. They have big ideas about the subject that they're bringing to my attention, but they have a sense of humor and they can play a little bit and they're sound inclined. I think every pitch I'm considering right now has a lot of sound involved, because that's really a hallmark of a lot of Radiotopia shows, is this careful crafting, again, how to experiment with the form, how to hear from new voices. So part of it is like, what are topics we haven't heard yet, you know, go in those directions, and also just encourage people to like really come up with something brand new, original, something we can take a bit of a risk on, because the reward is going to be in trying something new and giving listeners like a new listening experience.
Yeah. So this is going to be the type of podcast for the adventurous listener, and it'll reward that type of person. And so, like, just, I'm going to just do this, like, and put my 99PI hat on as a, from a design perspective. Why all one podcast? Like, through this format, what type of experience are you trying to shape and sort of cultivate with the audience?
It's a really good question, because we also talked about all of these series just being separate podcasts. But, you know, part of this is about helping and continuing Radiotopia's growth in the world, and for us to continue doing new things and leveraging a little bit, if we get into the kind of strategy speak, you know, leveraging the Radiotopia reputation to attract listeners, right, to give these new producers a chance who might not get a boost on their own if they're just out there by themselves. I'm also very curious to see what the audiences do. There's some liability here. What will people stick with it from one to the next? But I really hope, you know, the through line for all of these series is going to be an original Radiotopian sense of surprise and quality. And no matter what the topic is, hopefully people will tune in. And, you know, people thinking of it as a showcase experience, not just thinking about the series that comes up next,
yeah,
but really having this like comprehensive sense of what this offering is from Radiotopia.
Right. I mean, that's the thing I like about it, because there's something about this where, you know, hopefully you get a little further into it to judge, you know, because you trust the idea of the channel. Like, it means something to be a listener to Showcase. And so I'm just really intrigued by the new type of listening that might come out of that isn't based around building a hit around a single podcast. You know, like I can't wait to see what happens.
Me too. I think that partly we're saying trust us. You know, we care so much about the listeners. We're really trying to keep finding the talent out there, supporting different kinds of talent. I want to hear from more women. I want to hear from more people of color. You know, this is an opportunity to help some new producers along and really invite their communities in. And I hope people think of it, you know, we talk about Radiotopia as a kind of music label a lot. And so this is kind of like a compilation record, LP, CD.
Like our 7-inch series. And so, you know, you've obviously have a few lined up. Like, I don't want to spoil anything, but can you sort of talk, you know, generally about the types of shows that are going to be on?
We're going to kick off with a very sort of essayistic, sound-rich series about listening in the digital age, how listening has shifted for us through analog technology transforming into digital technology. And this was proposed by a musician, Damon Krakowski, who was in a band that I used to love, Galaxy 500, and then Damon and Naomi.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I had to get over that to begin with when we started talking to him.
I have an ex-girlfriend who's going to be very impressed by
that. Oh, I can't wait for her to hear this. Make sure she gives us a rating on iTunes, please. So Damon, this is a perfect example. He's actually wrote a book about this in the past year, and we were talking about how it had to be a podcast. It was about listening, shifting from analog to digital culture. How would you represent that through sound? And in a way that people could understand. It wouldn't be too technical and wouldn't be too, you know, sort of intellectualized. But how does he convey how lives are changing through these technological shifts? And so he came up with 6 different episodes. They're sort of based on the book, but it's really departed from the book and become its own engine. It's called Ways of Hearing, and that's what we're going to kick off the showcase with. And I think there couldn't be a better starter series, because it's really about how we listen in this age. And I really want to get people engaged with their ears and thinking about, you know, what is it about podcasting that they respond to.
So you have a little sample to play for us today.
Yeah, we have the first 4 minutes of the first Ways of Hearing episode. So this is an episode about time and listening.
Cool. Let's hear it.
The first record I made was all analog. It wasn't a choice. That's just how it was done in the 80s. My friends and I lived in an all analog world. There were no computers in our lives. That didn't feel weird. It would have been weird if there had been. At the time, computers were something you saw on TV during a moonshot.
15 seconds. Guidance is internal.
You saw people sitting at computers at NASA Mission Control.
Ignition sequence start.
Making a record wasn't anything like a moonshot. It didn't use numbers. It didn't use data.
1, 0. All engine running.
Not that there was no technology involved. The tape decks, mixing board, microphones, they all seemed very magical. But they were made of magnets, gears, motors, electricity, like all the mechanical objects in our lives then. And so my bandmates and I set up our instruments in the studio, we counted off, and we played our songs. In many ways, it's simply nostalgia to think that it was so different. People are people, sounds are sounds, and our technology is always changing. Still, there's something particular about that analog experience which seems hard to conjure back up in the digital present. And for that very reason, it feels important to try. In that analog studio, there was a feeling when the tape started rolling that this was the moment we would capture, a feeling of time moving both more slowly and more quickly than usual. Like when you're in an accident, each split second is suddenly so palpable, as if you're living in slow motion. Yet what do we say when it's over? It all happened in an instant. Analog recording is like an accident in other ways. On tape, there was no undo. You could try again if you had the time and money. But you couldn't move backwards. What's done is done, for better and worse. Today, life as a musician is very different. In the digital studio, and I'm using one now, everything you do is provisional. That is, it can be redone, reshaped, rebuilt. There's no commitment, because each element of a recording can be endlessly changed. It can even be conjured from digital scratch, as it were, and entered into a computer directly as data, without anyone performing at all. This means there's no moment from lived experience that is captured forever, and unalterably so, in the digital studio. Which is why it's more than nostalgia that makes me remember the analog studio as different than what we know today. Because the digital era has not just altered our tools for working with sound, or image, or moving images. It is changing our relationship to time itself. This is Ways of Hearing, a six-part podcast from Radiotopia's Showcase, exploring the nature of listening in our digital world. I'm Damon Krukowski, a musician and a writer. In each episode, we'll look at a different way that the switch from analog to digital audio is changing our perceptions of time, of space, of love, money, and power. This is about sound, the medium we're sharing together now. But I'm worried about the quality of that sharing, because we don't seem to be listening to each other very well right now in the world. Our voices carry further than they ever did before, thanks to digital media. But how are they being heard? Episode 1, Time.
You just heard the first few minutes of the first episode of the first series coming up on Radiotopia's brand new Showcase podcast. That's Ways of Hearing, produced by Damon Krukowski, Max Larkin, and Ian Koss, and written and hosted by Damon Krukowski. Subscribe now so you don't miss a single Showcase series at radiotopia.fm/showcase.
Radiotopia.